Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ, share number 117. That's by Spnimi Joint, share number 17. We're talking about marital intimacy, and we're talking about the Nida laws and the great value of those Nida laws. You know, those who keep Nida laws for years, there's some who will still allow themselves casual hugs in that period of separation. Beside the halachic problematic issue of that, obviously, it's not allowed. But in order to enjoy the full benefits of the need of physical separation between a husband and a wife, the physical separation has to be absolute, without interruption and without exception. People think it's harsh, oppressive. It's actually not. It's a lifesaver. It's a marriage saver. It's the best for one's mental health. It's the best for one's peace of mind. It's the best for one's tranquility and contentment that's free of guilt and free of shame. And nothing compares to the true simcha of reuniting after that true separation of 12 days, roughly. There is, first of all, this concept of respecting your spouse's privacy. See, intimacy is a privilege of marriage. It's not a right. The Nida laws does not allow you to forget this or to take intimacy for granted. Each spouse is an individual and has a right to his or her privacy, and Nida respects and protects that right. You see, if marriage is not governed by Torah values and there's no Nida period, there's no real privacy. And if you don't reciprocate in warmth physically, there's feelings of disappointment and there's hurt and there's suspicion and there's all of these things. While if a marriage is shaped by Taharas HaMishpacha, the separation is mandated by Halacha. So it's the Torah that's separating them, not them. And each spouse knows there's a violation of that physical space privacy during that time, and it's usher, but it's usher by Hashem. It's not by the couple themselves. It's Hashem that is creating that separation. So there's no resentment. They're doing the Ratzon Hashem. They're following Hashem. And it's a safe haven of time and space where they could sort of recharge their energy, withdraw, not an unhealthy withdrawal, but a healthy, certain degree withdrawal to sort of regroup and remuster one's strength of that delicate mental and emotional energy that is exhausted sometimes when there's a longer period of physical intimacy. That's why it's important, by the way, when there's a pregnancy and talking about, thank God, hopefully, you know, when they're both feeling well, it needs to be regulated somewhat because the consistency of it could create a certain exhaustion or boredom that you want to avoid. So you have to work it out between the two of you. But that discipline of Nida teaches a couple how to negotiate a successful balance between a closeness of the couplehood, of a unit, and distance, which is really individuality in the marriage. Every person in married life needs to experience those two states in life. Distance, by the way, does not mean coldness, does not mean callousness. Distance here does not mean ignoring your spouse. Distance means just a healthy, independent time and space for each one to thrive, but they're still connecting in friendship and in mutual respect. So the key is not to waste that off time of the month. The days of separation provides a unique opportunity to interact in non-physical ways, reyim ahuvim, of friendship, confident, loving friends. Non-physical communication is the only means of interaction available. You use it. It's cherished. It's guarded. Don't consider this part of the month gone, lost cause. Don't schedule all your late meetings and stuff. If you have no choice and you want to pencil in busy nights in that area, you know, in that time of the month, so that the other, you know, the Torah period should be more available and open, it makes sense to do so, but not to an extreme. You need in that Nida period nights to yourselves. Otherwise, you're frustrating that God-given opportunity of meaningful interactions between two equal, intelligent partners, loving partners who have respect and admiration for one another. You need time with each other in the Nida period. You need nights open during the Nida period to work on the emotional bonds that unite you, to talk to each other in the Nida period, go for walks together in the Nida period. Do something together in the Nida period. Spend calm, relaxed, friendly time alone together in the Nida period. Of course, all this without violating physical contact and without, you know, those type of overexpressions that you can't express. But the respect and the love and the care and the discussions, that is ongoing in the Nida period. To build a relationship through words, through attitudes, not just action. Verbal communication. Not a kiss, not a hug. People use it a cheap way out sometimes to make up. You'll kiss, you hug, you use the physical. And they're not really resolving the problem. You communicate verbally. That's often neglected. It's a neglected and forgotten art among couples who have been together for a while. They don't learn how, they need to rehone those skills. Communicate like friends. Date again. Know each other again. That is very, very important. It reawakens the emotional bond. It reaffirms the emotional bond. It strengthens the emotional bond. It creates a deeper emotional bond between husband and wife. Then when you do that in the Nida period, then when that period is over, that physical component is deepened, is intensified immeasurably. That intensity that will resume some days later. That is the idea. When you do this, then the physical relationship between them, when it happens, takes on a whole new dimension. It's with a greater importance, with a greater enjoyment, emotionally and physically. So that is the idea. It's a noble vehicle for expressing love and affection for your spouse. Don't view the Nida period as a waste of time or as a burden. Recognize that it's a unique opportunity to connect with one another. So it provides a powerful mechanism that creates a non-sexual intimacy that will ultimately enhance the sexual intimacy in your marriage that will happen later. Don't subvert the process and work through that. Too often, people are tempted to take the easy way out. They solve their problems physically in the bedroom. Doesn't work. It's like a short-term band-aid sometimes, but it does not work. Sometimes it makes matters worse. Why? Because you're resorting to a physical solution instead of an open, honest talk and conversation that cheapens the marriage, that degrades the marriage, that degrades the real intimacy. Partners ultimately lose respect for one another if they only make up in physical ways and they use that to, you know, cover up real communication. And the Nida period forces you to communicate. If you use it wisely, see if you could communicate and create that connection without having to resolve to use the physical as a means for that. The ability to communicate with each other and to regard each other with respect. Because you see, when a disagreement occurs in the Nida period, the physical encounter is not an option. You can't hug to make up. And that's a good thing. Why is it a good thing? It may not be easy, but it's a good thing because now you're forced to discuss it and compromise and apologize, use your words right without the crutch of a physical contact. And that's very important. To avoid the distraction of weakened bonds, we had shiurim on emotional affairs, even if there's no physical contact. And that's the concept of, especially if it's without, you know, hiding it from your wife, and it is very, very destructive. And one needs to work through to avoid that at all costs. Internet issues as well. The isur yichud that could happen on the internet, you know, with connecting with each other on the internet in an unhealthy way. Most Rishonim, not really most Rishonim, some Rishonim say that putting a fence to guard the Torah is not just for the Sanhedrin or governing bodies alone, but it applies to every single individual. Every single one of us should accept this Issa Yichud with the internet and be careful there. The use of your laptops, the smartphones, you have to really, really be careful and use it the right way. Then at the end of this chapter on marital intimacy, it goes through this idea of satisfying your partner. So intimacy, physical intimacy, sexual intimacy, is one means that is available where husbands and wives could express tender feelings for their spouses. But especially with women, but with men too, I think, but especially with women, their physical satisfaction is profoundly tied up to her emotional satisfaction. Often men can enjoy the physical aspects even when things are not perfect emotionally. Now, men need to know that an emotional connection will enhance the enjoyment of the intimacy. But with a man, usually the physical response could happen without the emotional intimacy. So that's a man's side. He needs to work on that. He needs to work that even though his body reacts and becomes physically interested without the emotional connection so much, they need to enhance and figure out ways to develop their emotional connection, not just their physical excitement. But by a woman, generally speaking, again, it could be the reverse, but generally speaking, their physical satisfaction is profoundly tied up to their emotional satisfaction. And therefore, if a wife's emotional needs are not met, she may feel used, and they will start thinking, my husband doesn't care about me. My husband only cares about my body and for his own use. That's usually, by the way, not true. That is usually not true. If you're dealing with a husband that may have flaws but is a normal person, generally it's not like that. Generally, husbands do love their wives for who they are. The fact that they are sexually stimulated and excited when they see their wives does not take that away, but it's understandable that if you hyper-focus on that, or if a wife perceives that the husband is hyper-focusing on that, it's insulting to her. And a husband needs to have that sensitivity at the very least. He's physically excited anyhow when he's interacting to put in the hard work and the necessary work and the importance of emotionally connecting as well during intimacy and all through life, including the nidah period as well. Spending quality time together is a prelude to intimacy. Don't neglect this aspect also of satisfying each other. There's a way, you know, people get confused, uncertain, bewildered. But we said it's not a stira to tznius. You could do it modestly, quietly, and only between the two of you. But you need to discuss all those things to avoid the uncertainty, to avoid the bewilderment, to avoid the confusion. Not to be afraid to discuss marital intimacy with your husband or with your wife, to communicate your needs, your fears, and what makes you feel good, and so on and so forth. That's very, very important. So these two shiurim, last one and this one, is the chapter on marital intimacy. You could go back to the book Marital Intimacy. We had shiurim in earlier BPJs about that and the chazara of it. But this is the idea. The idea is to utilize the off time, quote unquote, of the month to develop deep, respectful friendship, without the physical, to respect the spouse's privacy, individuality, and still maintain a healthy closeness, but a healthy distance. But again, distance does not mean coldness or callousness or ignoring. Distance just simply means it's affecting, giving space for individuality, but connecting in non-physical ways with healthy communication, spending nights in the nida period together, developing that deep friendship, to reawaken and reaffirm that emotional bond so that when the time comes afterwards, that physical takes on a whole new plane. And to avoid those unhealthy distractions that we talked about and the unhealthy emotional connections and the unhealthy internet use, and to work towards being one and communicating in a healthy way in the Torah period when they could be together on their own sexual needs to one another in a very caring way that is not just the physical aspects of it, but is tied to the emotional satisfaction and support. Bracha v'atzlacha.